listening to Julie's Library, where books bring us together. Today we're going to read Bears Don't Eat Egg Sandwiches by Julie Fulton, illustrated by Rachel Susan, and The Wolf, the Duck, and the Mouse by Mac Barnett, illustrated by John Clausen.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. I'm so glad you're here. I'm Julie Andrews, and this is my library. As always, my daughter Emma Walton Hamilton is here.
Hello. Ooh, Mom, I love those flowers you've brought to the library today. Roses and peonies and... some lavender. Mm-hmm. They look and smell amazing.
There's nothing like being greeted by a bright bouquet of flowers. It makes your guests feel special and right at home.
I agree. At our house, we offer guests a cup of tea when they first arrive.
Oh, I do that too. They're both cozy ways to say welcome. And there's a wonderful word to describe making people feel welcome. Hospitality.
That is a good word. We asked some of our friends how they show hospitality, and here's what they had to say.
There's a lot of ways to make people feel welcome. One way that I do it is I say, glad you could be here, or like something like, hi, would you like to join us?
I let them choose what we play, and I share all my toys with them.
I like to help people feel welcome in school and to show them around.
How I welcome people is I say, sup!
Welcome them with a high five.
I'm hospitable by offering guests some food. Then they can stay longer and you can discuss important matters.
Those are great ideas. Their friends and family are very lucky indeed.
We have two books to share with you today that are about welcoming unexpected guests. Our first story is about a boy who wants to share his favorite food with a visitor. But what do you do when your guest wants to eat something or someone else?
Good question. Let's get settled in our favorite place to read, our charming, cheerful reading nook. With cozy pillows all around.
A glowing lamp shines its light on the pages.
There's a squishy rug under our feet.
And a nice cup of tea at our side.
With a few extra mugs in case guests stop by.
One of these mugs is for our good friend Gus.
Hello.
Hi, Gus.
Hello.
He's here to help us read today's first book.
Yes, I'm excited to read with you.
We're so glad you're here. All right, let's settle in to read. Bears Don't Eat Egg Sandwiches by Julie Fulton. Jack was about to have lunch when there was a knock at the door.
Oh, good,
he said.
A visitor.
It was a bear.
I'm hungry,
it said.
Would you like an egg sandwich?
Asked Jack.
Bears don't eat egg sandwiches,
said the bear.
I love egg sandwiches. I'm going to eat one.
I know what I want for my lunch, but I need a big plate.
Jack found the biggest plate he could.
Would you like an egg sandwich to put on it?
Certainly not. I told you, bears don't eat egg sandwiches.
What will you put on it?
The bear licked its lips with its long tongue.
Something nice and tasty.
Egg sandwiches are tasty.
Have you forgotten already?
Bawled the bear.
Bears don't eat egg sandwiches. I know what I want for my lunch. But I need a big spoon.
Jack found the biggest spoon he could.
You can fit lots of egg sandwiches on this spoon.
Don't you ever listen?
Bellowed the bear.
Bears don't eat egg sandwiches.
What are you gonna eat?
The bear patted its tummy with its scritchy, scratchy claws.
Lunch.
Egg sandwiches are good for lunch.
Enough of the egg sandwiches,
roared the bear.
Bears don't eat egg sandwiches.
I'm gonna have another one.
I know what I want for my lunch, but I need you to sit on the plate.
Jack sat on the plate.
Excuse me,
he said as the bear picked up the spoon.
If bears don't eat egg sandwiches, what do they eat?
Well,
said the bear, leaning over Jack.
Bears eat little boys.
But I'll taste of frog spawn and grass stains and snot.
No, you won't,
snorted the bear.
You'll taste delicious.
I'll taste of dirty socks and bits of string and mud.
No, you won't,
snarled the bear.
You'll taste absolutely delicious.
I'll taste of egg sandwiches,
yelled Jack as he disappeared into the bear's cavernous mouth. The bear coughed. The bear spluttered.
Yuck!
It howled as it spat Jack out.
Bears don't eat egg sandwiches.
Shall I make you a cheese sandwich instead?
The end.
That Jack was clever.
Or maybe just lucky that bears don't like egg sandwiches.
It's funny that he still tries to make a snack for the bear, even after the bear tries to eat him.
Well, that is some serious hospitality. We have another book to share about an unexpected visitor. But first, I need some more tea. Emma, would you like some?
No, thanks. But I am feeling like an egg sandwich for some reason.
Me too.
Well, Gus, if you stop by the library kitchen on your way out, you'll find something there, I'm sure. Thanks for stopping by today.
It was fun. Thanks. I gotta go return this book now and find a new one to borrow.
Ooh, there are so many good ones to choose from. Happy hunting.
Yes, we'll be back in the reading nook in just a moment. All right, we're back in the reading nook with my nice cup of tea.
And I have my egg sandwich.
And we're ready to read our next book.
Let's read it together.
The Wolf, the Duck, and the Mouse, written by Mac Barnett. Early one morning, a mouse met a wolf, and he was quickly gobbled up.
Oh, woe, said the mouse. Oh, me, here I am caught in the belly of the beast. I fear this is the end.
Be quiet,
someone shouted.
I'm trying to sleep.
The mouse shrieked. Ah, who's there? A light was lit. A duck lay in bed.
Well,
said the duck. Oh, said the mouse.
Is that all?
Asked the duck.
It's the middle of the night.
The mouse looked around. Well, out there it's morning.
It is,
said the duck.
It's so hard to tell. I do wish this belly had a window or two. In any case, breakfast.
The meal was delicious. Where did you get jam? The mouse asked. And a tablecloth. The duck munched a crust.
You'd be surprised what you find inside of a wolf.
It's nice, said the mouse.
It's home,
said the duck. You live here?
I live well. I may have been swallowed, but I have no intention of being eaten.
For lunch, they made soup. The mouse cleared his throat. Do you miss the outside?
I do not,
said the duck.
When I was outside, I was afraid every day wolves would swallow me up. In here, that's no worry.
The duck had a point. Can I stay? The mouse asked.
Of course,
the duck said. This called for a dance. The ruckus inside made the wolf's stomach ache.
Oh, whoa, said the wolf. Oh, shame. Never have I felt such aching and pain. Surely it must have been something I ate.
The duck shouted up.
I have a cure.
You do? Asked the wolf.
Yes, an old remedy sure to settle your tummy. Eat a hunk of good cheese and a flagon of wine and some beeswax candles.
That night they feasted. The duck made a toast.
To the health of the wolf.
But the wolf felt worse.
I feel like I'll burst. It hurts just to move.
A hunter heard the wolf moan. He fired a shot, but missed in the dark. The duck called up,
Run! Run for our lives!
The wolf tried to escape, but he tripped and got trapped in an old oak tree's roots.
Oh, woe!
Said the duck.
Oh, doom! What can we do? I fear this is the end.
The mouse stood up. We must fight. We must try. Tonight we ride to defend our home.
Charge!
The wolf opened his mouth, and the duck flew out with the little mouse riding atop him. The hunter cried out at this frightening sight.
Oh, whoa,
said the hunter.
Oh, death! These woods are full of evil and wraiths.
He fled from the forest and never returned. The wolf bowed down to the duck and the mouse.
You saved my life when I thought not to spare yours. Ask a favor of me. I will be glad to grant it.
Well, you can guess what they asked for.
Please, said the mouse. Indeed,
said the duck.
We'd like to return to your belly.
The mouse and the duck were glad to be back. They danced with untamed abandon. And that's why the wolf howls at the moon.
Oh, woe! Oh, woe!
Every night he howls at the moon.
Oh, woe, 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 woe.
The end.
What a fun book. It has so many unexpected turns.
I love when a book comes up with a great explanation for something familiar. Like in this book, the author imagined that a wolf howl is really just a wolf saying, oh, whoa.
Yes. So many fables and folk tales do the same thing, like explaining why giraffes have long necks or why the ocean is salty.
That's true. It's fun to dream up our own fantastical ideas of why things are the way they are. Reading books can really open up our imaginations.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sounds like we've got a new message to listen to.
Ooh, let's see who it is.
Hi, Julie. Hi, Emma. This is Mac Barnett, the author of The Wolf, the Duck, and the Mouse. You know, the sentence that I think is most important in this book is something the duck says. He says, I may have been swallowed, but I have no intention of being eaten. I love the duck in this story. I think the duck is a pretty wise animal and is really good at living life. That's what the duck teaches the mouse how to live a good life, even in bad situations where they're trapped inside that wolf's belly. Well, they eat food, they have dance parties, they play music, they live life to its fullest. And that thing the duck says, I think it is a good thing to remember. I think it changes the mouse's life, and it helps me to think about that too. I may have been swallowed, but I have no intention of being eaten. So I'd like to leave you with a toast to the health of the wolf.
How thrilling to hear from Mac Barnett himself.
He has such a way with language. You know, you can really tell when someone loves to play with words. Mac certainly does.
And speaking of words, it's time for
Wonderful, Wonderful, Wonderful Words.
The best part about playing with words is discovering wonderful new ones. The Wolf, the Duck, and the Mouse reminded me of a wonderful word that's very fun to say. Beeswax. You can make candles out of beeswax, or you can tell someone to keep their nose out of your business, like, mind your own beeswax.
Yes. And in Bears Don't Eat Egg Sandwiches, I love how the author described the bear's scritchy, scratchy claws. Can't you just hear the sound and picture them precisely? Scritchy, scratchy. Oh, what a wonderful way to use words.
Here are a few wonderful words our friends have shared with us.
I like exquisite and consequence because they are like exercises for your mouth.
Hello, because it is kind.
Cheese, because cheese is so good. And you can have cheese for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and a snack.
Happy is my favorite word because I like being around things that are joyful.
Fabulous. I love it because it is amazing, it is sparkles, it is everything all rolled into one. Just perfect.
What a fantastic batch of wonderful words. We'd love for you to share more with us.
You can go to julieslibraryshow.org to share them. We'll play some of your responses on the show.
Well, it's always hard to leave the reading nook, but there's an exciting world of words out there to explore. We'll be back next week with another fantastic book that we picked out just for you.
Happy reading!
Happy reading!
Julie's Library is hosted and produced by Julie Andrews and me, Emma Walton Hamilton. The first featured book in today's episode was Bears Don't Eat Egg Sandwiches by Julie Fulton, illustrated by Rachel Suzanne, published by Maverick Arts and distributed in the U.S. and Canada by Lerner Publisher Services. The second featured book was The Wolf, the Duck, and the Mouse by Mac Barnett, illustrated by John Clausen and published by Candlewick Press. Thanks to the teams at Lerner and Candlewick. We always recommend picking the books up for yourself. You can find Bears Don't Eat Egg Sandwiches and The Wolf, the Duck, and the Mouse at your local library or bookstore. The illustrations are a must-see. For more book recommendations, head to julieslibraryshow.org. Sign up for our newsletter and you'll receive special activities and notes from Mom and me. Julie's Library is produced by Molly Bloom, Alyssa Dudley, Rosie DuPont, Tracy Mumford, Mark Sanchez, and Sandon Totten. Our executive producer is Lauren D. Digital production is by Christina Lopez, and original music is from Allison Leighton Brown. Sound design is by Phoebe Wang, and sound mixing is by Corey Schreppel and Eric Romani. Special thanks to Cynthia Daniels at Monk Music Studios, our fearless reader today, Gus, Lily Kim, and Sam Hamilton. Also, thanks to Benjamin Wiener's first grade class from St. Anne's School in Brooklyn and the Bureau of Fearless Ideas in Seattle. Thank you to everyone who shared their words and ideas in today's episode. That's Nora, Leo, Jackson, and Peregrine from Brooklyn, New York, Jean from Indianapolis, Abigail from Eagan, Minnesota, Sangam from Chennai, India, Carter from New Hampshire, Mackenzie from New York, and Maggie from South St. Paul, Minnesota. Julie's Library is a production of American Public Media. See you next time for another great story.